Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au. And now, the human condition.
Yes, in our human condition tonight with clinical psychologist Lynn Worsley, we're continuing our journey through the so-called fruit of the spirit, having covered love, joy, peace, and tonight, something we could all do with. My wife would tell you that, especially in this day and age, patience. Lynn, good evening.
Good evening.
You must be a patient person.
Oh, extremely patient.
Yeah, that's your story and you're sticking to it. So how are we defining patience, or perhaps forbearance, maybe even tolerance?
Okay, there's many words used for patience in the context of the fruit of the spirit. Yes. In different Bible translations. These can be patience, forbearance, endurance, tolerance, long-suffering. And each of those words takes a term patience into different spheres and psychologically into very different definitions.
Okay.
So patience can be just waiting. Forbearance infers that you're coping with some sort of ill treatment or without any anger or thought of revenge or retaliation. Endurance infers keeping on going in spite of the odds stacked against you. Keeping on going towards the goal that's set. Oh, and tolerance, that's a bit like coping with others or situations which are challenging or hard to cope with.
Yes.
But long-suffering, I always think that's an interesting word. Long-suffering sort of explains itself, really, doesn't it?
Yes.
Having something that causes suffering for a long time.
I think each of us knows a bit about long-suffering, yes.
Now, it's interesting to note that these different aspects of patience are used in a number of different translations, and if we look at them psychologically, they have very different results.
Okay.
But there's very few studies done on patients, very few. Most of the research is based on aggression, anger, temper, all those sorts of things, which is completely the opposite. So thank you, psychology. We just study all the bad things, not the good things.
Thank you. Yes.
So it doesn't really help us much in learning how to be patient or about patients from psychological studies. But okay. If we dig a little bit further into the studies of resilience, which is my big area, and particularly if we study adult resilience, and there's four ways that you can see resilience measured or looked, how it looks in adults.
Mm.
And one of those, each of those four ways, I'll explain them very quickly. One is like sustaining. So you can sustain your living or sense of life even though you're in the midst of a difficulty. And so just sustaining yourself. The other one is resisting, so you resist the stress that's coming on you and you just keep going and not react to the things in front of you that are causing you stress. The other is you can recover or bounce back from the stress that's there. And the other one is you can grow through the stress. Now, I'm talking about stress and resilience, but that also encapsulates patience.
Yes, and I can see how patience would be a key factor in each of those.
Mm.
They also lean more towards the kinds of ways in which the Bible does deal with patience or forbearance, which we're urged to adopt as a fruit of the Spirit, as a virtue of the Christian faith.
Yes, yes. And I think they resemble the terms we've used in many of the Bible translations for patience. And what's interesting too is that the development of resilience is the result of adversity in the context of relationship with others, and that's a bit like the fruits of the spirit, patience, kindness, goodness. They're also just the result of relationships with others.
Yes.
And patience can also be defined as relating with others with grace and compassion and understanding, but we can't do that. We can get that from God, which is why it's a fruit of the spirit.
Mm.
If we could become selfish or angry and the ill will starts to happen in our lives and we become impatient, we need to realise that it's usually that we're the source of the problem, not necessarily others or God, but it's just us that's the problem.
It's probably not good for us, either.
No. And it doesn't mean that others are always right and we have to become like doormats to other people, but it does mean that we need to see others with grace, compassion and understanding.
Yeah. So what about these studies on anger and rage?
Yeah. Now, there's an interesting study done by Colorado University where they studied road rage.
I've never seen anything like that.
I had one on the way here tonight.
Did you? I'm glad you could make it in
yes.
one piece.
They found that car owners who personalised their vehicles with bumper stickers and on dashboard paraphernalia are more likely to be aggressive than those people who don't. And even more intriguing was that it doesn't matter what sort of the subject of the stickers were. Like, people who promoted love and peace were just as likely to be vicious on the road for those whose stickers contained offensive language.
Like it.
So,
the most fatal one is to put a Christian fish on your back windscreen. Yes.
So why is that the case? Okay. Now, the researchers suggest that stickers on cars are a bit like territory markers, like, you know, dog's wing on the
yes.
around.
Yes.
And that these drivers have a stronger sense of personal space on the road and they're more easily offended than others.
Oh, yeah.
And so if we look at that in a busy and pressured world, we want to create a little bit of ourselves or a little refuge, even on our cars. And so if someone invades that, we react in anger. So it tells us that when we become possessive over our space, our things, we're more likely to protect and defend ourselves and compete with others rather than show compassion.
That's interesting.
So compassion and competition are completely the opposite to each other.
Yep.
And so when we find our security in things and accomplishments, we're more likely to defend and protect them and lash out at others with anger and aggression.
Which you kind of understand, I suppose.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
But it's also the opposite to what the fruits of the Spirit
yes.
tells us. It's a bit like when we see someone blocking our own goals, we lose patience. It becomes us. They merely become roadblocks. They're not really people who are also on a journey. When someone cuts in on us in the traffic or it takes too long to get through the car park or we want to get somewhere, we
yes.
see them as deliberately getting in our way and we blame them for stopping
this
us.
This is me.
yeah. So impatience comes from blame and shame to others.
Okay. So do you think we can be patient if we're still angry and tense with other people?
Well, I thought that was interesting. That's an interesting question because really when you think about it, patience is not about being free of tension. In fact, tension's needed for life.
Okay.
And if we look at the life of Jesus, he wasn't really free of tension.
Mm.
And he constantly considered the place of his enemies. He asked for their forgiveness and he was saddened when others didn't respond.
Yes.
So whenever we lose our temper and take it out on other people, we do the most harm to ourselves.
Yeah,
not
just to them.
So the one who's out to sort out somebody else is usually sorting out themselves. They usually got their own issue that's been projected on another person.
Hmm.
Now, patience is about waiting for things to happen. It's a bit like in an age of immediate gratification.
And it's so different from the age in which we live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So we want things straight away. The internet's too slow, the ATM's too long to give us money, we push buttons too quickly, and like I do, it takes longer than fast food, fast clothes, fast shopping.
Yeah.
It doesn't give us actually the experience of learning, and there are studies at the moment to look at whether we actually have brain development changes because we're not developing the neurons needed for patience.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Yes.
We need to be aware that life is about trials. We need to be able to practice having some sort of delayed gratification and building our endurance. And what we know from the Bible and also from psychological studies that says endurance produces understanding,
yeah.
understanding produces tolerance and self-control, etc.
And we've covered this before in a number of other contexts, that recognition that, well, life is challenging sometimes can actually be good for us and good for the world in which we live,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
So can we learn to be patient? How can we especially learn it when the pace of life seems to be going so fast, faster and faster, and also more intolerant, hence the road rage, cyberbullying, which we've covered
yes.
earlier tonight
yes.
on Open House.
Yes. It's like with resilience, we learn patience. By being tested, we learn to be resilient by going through adversity.
Yes.
And we have to learn to draw on the strengths of others, to rely on God's strengths.
Mm.
And that doesn't happen unless we're in those places where we are being tested. So basically, if we want to have patience, we're going to be put into situations of suffering, disappointment, frustration, and places where we're tempted to lose patience or become angry or lash out at other people.
Yeah.
So that's the times when we have to learn to hold our tongue and count to 10.
Is that all you can tell me?
Yes. But it is.
That's a practical kind of thing.
It is a very practical thing. So it's really difficult, but it's really important to have. If you want to accomplish great works or do great things, you need to be patient, because it guards us against foolish and impulsive behaviour and foolish decisions, and gives you a bit more time just to consider your options.
Yeah. We spoke earlier tonight about happiness, which we've already covered, and Dr. Tim Sharp from the Happiness Institute was speaking about positive psychology. It's a very, very strong and influential movement in psychology, and it touches on this kind of thing, doesn't it?
It does. It does, very much so. And Tim's work is wonderful. Mm. He does a great job. And some of the tips that that we get from the positive psychology gurus, they tell us that what we need to do, and this is really, really interesting, because I think it's covered very nicely in the Bible in Philippians. Mm. It says if you can see the goal that you have, the ultimate goal over your whole life, the more certain that you can see the goal, the more likely it is that you're going to be patient with the things that you've got now. So you can see that whole goal. So especially when you have a faith, you know that God has a meaning in your life, and that the ultimate goal is eternity, then the things that are doing now really don't matter a huge deal compared to that goal. The other one is that when you have your own short-term goals, to actually remember that these little short-term goals are nothing compared to the bigger one. So if you've got your whole happiness based on, you know, getting to that interview on time, or you know, getting to that dinner date by a certain time, and you're stressed and impatient, well, consider it as being really not that relevant compared to the ultimate goal, and that produces a patience. And taking one step at a time, just recognizing the need just to chunk largest tasks into small ones. So just do today's work today, and tomorrow's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And but that comes to that, I think, summed up beautifully in the Philippians verse, I think it's 1:27, where it says, just live in such a way that you are a credit to Christ. So you just take one step at a time, and each step is a credit to Christ, and it has a big picture with it.
One step, one day at a time.
Yes.
I just should wrap up by asking you this. There are probably inevitably going to be people with whom we will grow impatient, or circumstances that will certainly test our patience. How would you suggest we, in practical terms, better manage that?
Okay, to always remember, when that person in front of you drives you nuts, that they also want to be happy.
Okay, yes.
And also that if there's a goal that you really want to achieve, that it just takes time.
Yeah.
And time is precious, and you need to give it that time. And if you're patient and you take every step as it appears, you can see the efforts you made that sent you in the direction that you need to go. So sometimes it's just a reinforcement. Whether it means helping another person rather than being short with them, or accomplishing a goal, the most important thing is that you are to actually enjoy the process.
Yeah.
So that's how it is with people, and I need to remind myself that constantly. But
yeah. So, and it also extends to people who are different from me, perhaps forbearing other cultures, other faiths.
Yes.
When I have sometimes profoundly differing views.
Yes. Well, one of the things that's really interesting here is that racial tolerance comes with familiarity, acceptance, and a curiosity of differences in others. And this is where we can actually take a little bit of a leaf from the Generation Ys.
Yes.
You know, these Generation Ys are very special babies, you know, the babies on board, and they rely a lot on the feedback and encouragement from other people.
Yep.
But they've got an incredible strength in the way that they're tolerant with other cultures and races. And they're known to be especially accepting of differences in others, and have a natural curiosity and acceptance.
You've brought this lovely prayer in, just to wrap up.
I have.
Just read that to us.
It's a beautiful prayer.
Yes.
So the prayer is, help me to meet all impatience with patience, all hate with love, all grumpiness with joy, and all bad temper with good temper. Let your spirit invade and take up its place within me, so that when I face pressure and crisis, I will react to everything in a true Christ-like way.
It's a great prayer.
It
and
is.
A great sentiment. Lynn Worsley, thank you so much for joining us. Next week, kindness.
Kindness.
I look forward to that.
Yes.
Good on you. See you then.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.